Hey guys, welcome to the Farmers League podcast. This is a little bit of a warning. There will be some strong language, but if you're okay with that, we'll just jump straight in. It's the last week of football, mate.
It's the last week of Premier League football.
Oh, that's all that matters. That's all
You've
that matters.
You've still got Man United stopping Man City getting the treble, so it's all good.
And then we've got a summer of amazing England games. I think we've got Malta
Have we?
Who we got? We've got
Are
two,
you referring to women's football now?
Do you know what? It'd be fucking better. because we've got Malta.
Yeah, we've got Malta. Have we got Italy?
North Macedonia. That's it. Malta and North Macedonia. And then we play Ukraine in September, so...
I'm tempted to lump a fiver on Macedonia just to score one goal. Against anyone
ever.
You're gonna get some money. It's a local postman, isn't it? Not a team. So
when's the last time they scored? Hey, to be fair, mate, they put two past Malta, so there you go. And one past Faroe Islands.
Malta is shit, to be fair. And the Maltese national keeper is always its cousin, isn't it? So I'll tell him that. I'll say, "How shit's your cousin? You're there giving it stacks." And fucking Macedonia are backing against him.
Yeah,
shit,
to be fair.
Not having it at all, mate. Yeah. I like how you've kicked off the pod with football chat. You fired straight into it. Whereas when I have a week off, you decide to tell everyone that I'm a rat bastard for being fucking hospitalised. But it's fucking sound for you to go walking around for a week and fucking doing jack shit walking a dog. Eh?
I was carrying the baby as well, actually, a lot of the time.
Oh, okay. Right, yeah.
So I'll tell you what. All right, so we'll jump on that quickly. Fuck me, I'm so unfit. So last week I went to North Devon, not South Devon. I didn't realise there was a difference, but apparently there fucking is. South Devon's all like beaches and shit like that, like sand beaches, families.
North Devon's mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Alright, so fucking we've gone down to this thing called like Sandy Bay and we've parked right at the top of the hill. We've walked down and as we're walking down, it's like the road goes back and forth on itself. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
As you go down the slope, the road goes back and forth on itself. And I thought to myself, I went, fuck me, this is going to be hard to walk back up. And we get down there, we have a little paddle, it's beautiful, bloody beautiful scenery. We get up, we start walking up and I'm like, I'm just going to have to fucking do this. Like not talk, can't talk, out of breath, like instantly, just get off the beach, I'm out of breath. And I spent the next 20 minutes going up. I think it was like, it was nearly, and I'm not taking the piss, it was about 900 feet, all right? I don't know what fucking planes fly up, but I thought I was going that fucking high. Yeah, it was 900 feet in the fucking air, like just walking back and forth, 5K or whatever it was, back up and down. Mate, I was buggered.
And then you turn around and you're like, as the crow flies, I've got about 4 yards.
Yeah, don't. Like, mate, I'd much rather. I just, do you know what? Just go, I'm walking up, mate. It was high as fuck. It was steep, but yeah, well, I'd much rather just fucking did it.
Some sort of technology where they could put a cart on an escalator or something to try and transport people vertically. That you wouldn't want to get on that, mate. There might be a market for it, something like that, you know?
Do you know what the worst thing is? There was a car park halfway down the fucking road. There was halfway down the hill, there was a fucking car park, and I had to walk past it twice, once on the way down, once on the way back up. There's fucking car spots everywhere, but no, not ours. Just sweaty
and
sand.
You can't chops off because you ain't got the fucking oxygen to fucking shout,
mate. I tell you what, we were walking past like couples, like old couples coming down with like their walking sticks, their big hats, and they're like, and they're going, "Morning," and I'm like,
"Is it?" It's the worst job ever.
Sweating, I was. It was horrible.
Going past car parks, going, "Oi, dickhead! Any chance for us to park here? No, no.
Oh,
we'll just walk. Nice one. Yeah, sounds."
Indy's asleep on my back. Fell asleep. Fucking. So we even get to the car, and then I'm like waiting, sweating. It was.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. But no, mate. I tell you what, it was a lovely, lovely time. And then I got to see your face on the weekend.
Sounds it. Oh, madness. Yeah. It was. I said to Rob, he came around Monday, and I said to him, if you were to cut the night at 9 p.m. right, it would have been the best night ever. Like 3 o'clock in Frog and Fiddle, do you know what I mean? Drink up until 9 o'clock, bang, go home, sorted. We had a nice little buzz, didn't we? A nice little Like, everyone was fucking on good form. Everyone was at a good stage of drunk, weren't it? Then a few of the other football lot came out. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking then people were fighting to get to the round, to get to the bar to buy rounds and stuff. And then there were a few lads that were refusing to buy drinks but kept taking drinks from the round. So then that got me aggy. Do you know what I mean? They got Isaac fucked off as well. Do you know what I mean?
Like, mate, I was gone by the end of that, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't fucking good, mate. And like I said, I didn't get into half two. And then Sunday, I had fucking Killian climbing all over me as if I'm some sort of fucking inflatable attraction. So
it was a good one, though, to be fair.
It was class, yeah.
It was a good one. I ended up getting a lift back with Rob, obviously, because that's what I do, a bit earlier.
What a shock.
I know. And I got the hottest fucking kebab wrap ever. It was like chili sauce. I was like, yep, sweet, on all four. There's only two of us having them, so I had two, Rob had two, all right? And it was like I was sucking off the devil. I put that wrap in my mouth, filled it up. Fuck me, it was the hottest ever thing in the world. And I couldn't believe... I struggled for it, do you know what I mean, lad? And
if any super... Thing is, though, mate, like, take it from a man who eats hot food quite often, right? What you need to do is you need to build up to that. So, like, you've obviously gone in the deep end. You need to tip your toes in the shallow end a little bit and just get used to it. All right, mate?
Should have just taken the tip for the bit. That's what you're saying.
That comes from a man who had a tikka Tuesday night.
I do love a tikka.
To be fair, we need to do pole ash at some point, by the way. I keep saying it, like, we never get around to doing it.
Let's fucking do it this month. Actually, no, because this month's gonna be expensive.
One, though. Pole ash is a cheap one.
Is that?
I think during the week they still do stop the clock. So if you go in at fucking 7 PM, your meal's £7.
Mate, I'll go in there at fucking 3. Don't worry about it.
I'm going in there at fucking midnight, 00:00.
I was going to say, no, me, they'll go, I'll get in there at midday, and they'll be like, well, that's 12 o'clock, dickhead. I'm like, wanker.
God damn it. Yeah. Right, let's go on to football chat anyway. Oh, you still haven't apologised to the fans. I don't know how much of a piece of shit you are.
Yeah, sorry. Sweet, so...
At least that was sincere.
Yeah. Mate, we're 1 week left. It's like, do you know, like, you get to the end of the school year and... teachers just literally just shoving on Shrek.
Just bring the TV in.
Yeah, I mean, just
bring
it in.
Done.
We're fucking
bring
done.
Bring TV
now.
In. Yeah, get on with it. It's fucking sounds.
City have won it yet again.
I would like to think that we keep popping out a few episodes, maybe not once every week, but maybe bi-weekly.
We'll still look at the fans.
We'll have topics and shit, won't we? Do you know what I mean? And then like season review. I don't know if it's worth doing like a proper full in-depth season review or we space it out a little bit, because I was thinking we could do this off the pod, but whatever. We could try to put a team together. We could try to put a team together of worst signings this summer and then try to put a team together of the better signings this summer.
Yeah, but the problem is with that, Chelsea already put that team together with the worst signings.
Chelsea finished 14th, so there you go. Sorted.
Fuck, man, that's bad.
It's bad. It is not good.
Or what we do is, we come around yours, sit in the garden, get the mics out and just get on the piss.
Mate.
Yeah. And
now
then
we're talking.
We'll just record for like fucking 2 hours, 3 hours, then I'll just have to sit through and edit it.
Now we're talking. This is a fucking plan.
That's what I'm thinking. We'll just chat absolute shit for fuck knows.
Wow.
3 hours, and then I'll just edit it down to 2 hours, 55 minutes.
When do you want to do that then? Do you want to do that pre or post Brighton?
You're so keen for that.
So
you got the diary out, yeah?
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. Generally, the only weekend I'm available now is next weekend.
Not the weekend coming, the weekend after.
So I'm working on the 10th. So you could do it on the evening of the 10th. And then 17th, I've got... Virgil van Dijk coming to visit.
Hey.
18th is Father's Day, so probably swear of that, and then we're in Brighton.
Fucking
so your options are the evening of the 3rd or the evening of the 10th. I'm not fussed either way. Are you able to drive here, by the way? Have you got a car? Do you want me to come collect you?
I've got a car, but fuck me, it's going to be hard.
But it's not mobile.
No, so. No. Mate, roof's down and everything. So, I'll tell you what, for the listeners, right, so I bought a car, so... I moved back to Gloucester, and when I moved back to Gloucester, I was working for a couple of different places, but it was all from home. Sweet. We have one car, got the baby seat in the car and that sort of stuff. Absolutely beautiful. Then I started a new job over in Cheltenham. So literally the next town over. If you don't know Gloucester, you don't know Cheltenham, I don't know what the fuck you do listen to this because you must not know us. Anyway, so I needed to get there.
Yeah, we're worldwide. All right, before you fucking continue. Yeah, we're basically Pitbull out here. We're Mr. Worldwide. Anyway, go on.
We could do songs and everything. We could just do like a whole listen to... Oh, mate, it's going to be amazing. Anyway, so I needed a car. So my dad had a car he wasn't using, all right, because he just doesn't fucking... He had like a bit of an injury. He only drove this car to fucking golf, making him sound like an absolute fucking lad.
Hey, he's just busy shagging nonstop the way, to be fair. He's 24-7. Fuck absolute sake. Fucking shagger.
Oh, go no. On, yeah, carry on. My mum. But he wasn't using his car, so he was like, all right, sweet, borrow the car, all right, it needs a bit of work doing into it, like, do you know what I mean, but just borrow it till you fucking sweet stuff out. Anyway, looking at prices of cars, I was like, this is a piss take. Secondhand car market is an absolute piss take at the moment. So I thought, you know what, I'll just buy the fucking car off my dad. I said, look, how much you want for the car, how much will you sell it? He said, well, I was gonna sell it for fucking this much, I'll take off fucking 100 quid, 200 quid for you. All right, yeah. I was like, sweet, perfect. Yeah, perfect.
I bet your dad shut the door and started rubbing his hands to her mum, and she's like, finally got rid of that fucking money pit.
So I said it to him on the Sunday.
He's not talking about you.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, fucking hell. So I said it to him on the Sunday, right? Emma goes to drive the car on a Thursday. The next Thursday, she goes to drive it to Manchester for work. She gets as far as Birmingham, and she said, the car's fucked. I said, what do you mean the car's fucked? She said, it sounds like thunder whenever I'm driving slow. I said, well, fucking, what are you going to do then? You're going to get green flags? She's like, well, look, I need to get to Manchester tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drive back and then take the other car. So because it's sounding fucked at slow speed, she went, I'm just going to bang it at 70.
Yeah, just drive at 150 the other way.
Yeah, so she's banged it all the way down, 70, all the way, fucking hit it hard, get there. Basically, the brake pads are rubbing on the fucking disc and she's fucked everything. Yeah. If she just stopped, she'd have been all right. But it fucked the caliper and this sort of stuff. Yeah. So in the end, I've had to pay like fucking nearly 500 quid, I think, for two new calipers, because one was fucked anyway. Like all this other shit, them to fucking sort it out. And do you know what the worst thing is at the end? They say, oh yeah, by the way, you actually need to get it back in because the fucking brake pipes are fucked. And I was like, oh, you pricks. So I hadn't even paid my dad yet. I didn't even give my dad the cash. And I've already spent fucking 600 quid on the pissing car.
You'd be better off giving the car back to your dad.
Oh, just fucking tempted. I'm tempted.
Just fucking say to him, I've done a bit of work on it. You can have it back.
Can I have 500 quid?
Yeah. Like, yeah. So he chance you can spot me 500 bar, please, mate.
Yeah, I'm good for it. But yeah, well, I'm not actually. But yeah, so fucking, mate. Yeah, so I've got a car and it goes, but so it's got to go back in the garage, so it might be in the garage by then. I don't know. Yeah,
so what we're getting at is that I'll come and collect you on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, sweet.
Nice one. Yeah, cheers, pal.
Wait, are we watching the game, last game of the season this Sunday still?
I think it's just me and you though. Yeah, I'm just working, and then Rob's on holiday, so
fucking like usual.
See if Mr. Sunglasses wants to join us.
Actually,
they might be going down. He might be a bad person to be around. Awkward. Yeah, we'll sort that later in the week.
We'll do that anyway. Hey, let's not discuss just our plans. This podcast isn't about us discussing plans.
It's what we do, though, mate. It's real. This is why the people flock to us, mate. This is what you get, mate. You don't get any of that polished shit. You get the fucking rough, rugged, and raw.
That's right. You can't polish a turd.
Fucking right, exactly. You know what I mean? No, you can't. You just smear it around. Smear. What a horrible word. Smear. Up there with moist and muggy. I hate those words. That face. Ugh, muggy.
Muggy. Do you know what? I don't mind moist.
Moist is funny if you say it like with conviction. If you just say it as part of a sentence and don't acknowledge that it's a weird word, then it sounds fucked.
The thing is as well, for me, I just associate it with cake because I'm fucked.
I thought you were going to say pussy.
No. Cake.
Wait, pussy gets moist? Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Since when? What?
Emma!
She's not in tonight, she's working.
Fuck me. I tell you what, today's the only fucking day she is in. Fuck, it's like Monday. She was like Monday night, Tuesday night, she's like tomorrow night, and she's like fucking Friday.
Hey, at least you're not eggy about it.
I was only joking. She's just come in.
She walks in with a sponge between her legs. What?
I'm entertaining downstairs.
I say, go clear the fucking the whole stairs.
Do you know the worst
now,
thing is
bastard?
As well, I actually shouted that. My babies are sleeping in the next room.
Yeah, like,
I'm really
different
that through.
Strong effort.
But hey, it's for the podcast. It's for
should
the
we talk soccer?
Soccer! Soccer ball!
Should we talk some soccer ball?
Oh, anyway, actually, sorry. Mm-hmm. I've got a little
Wally of the week.
Wow.
And it's not so much to do actually with soccer ball, it's to do with my holiday. Alright. Because have you heard what's going around today, Mr. What Gary Neville calls a fucking holiday?
No. Alright. I've been working, so I haven't.
Alright, sure. So,
mate, I worked a full day today, mate. I didn't get home till like fucking 4:20, so shut the fuck up,
alright? Fuck off, for you!
Serious. I only had time to have a 15-minute nap in the van. What's that about?
Mate.
You know what I mean? Like, fucking joke.
Do you get overtime for that, or?
Wow. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, Gary Neville was on a podcast a few months ago. Right, it's the Diary of the CEO.
Nice and topical.
With Stephen Butler. But actually, this is why it's come out. So there's a bit of a there's a bit of a thing going around on Twitter, basically apart from his interview, and this is the 45-second clip.
But what you can have is mini retirements during the year, and that's what I've tried to do. I don't do it very well. So for instance, this weekend I'm going to Spain Friday till Monday morning. That's like a mini retirement. So
that's a weekend.
It's a weekend. It's a mini retirement. It's where I basically can say for 3 days I'm there and I'm basically taking it, you know, I don't think about work. Now I will, but, and sometimes some of my best ideas come when I'm on these types of trips. But then in 6 weeks, I'll have another mini retirement for 5 days or 4 days. Rather than thinking you're going to stop for 6 months and sort of have a sabbatical, that's not probably going to happen with people like you or I, because we just basically don't work that way. So to have lots of mini retirements during the year is what I've tried to do in the last few years.
So basically, he doesn't have holidays.
What's he fucking talking about?
He has mini retirements.
What? Why is that come out this week, though?
Fuck no. Someone's obviously listened to this fucking podcast, and it's come out today, and I was like, do you know what? It just shows how stupid, and I know, like, we chat absolute bollocks, but you were going on the other day about how people chat shit like these pundits.
Before you start, right... When you start a sentence by saying you were going on, right, straight away, right, someone takes that as it being aggressive, right? So you can restructure that sentence if you like, or you can leave it as is, right? But that's pretty aggressive. You were going on the other day.
About how pundits just absolutely chat shit, and you're on about Rio fucking Ferdinand at the time. All right. And this is just the epitome of the shit they chat. Instead of him just going, yeah, I'm on holiday on the weekend, all right, he now has to refer to it like it's some special thing that he's fucking invented called a mini retirement.
Do you reckon it was a slow week?
Oh, fuck me. It's got to be.
Not a lot happened.
Like, do you know also, actually... There was a kid from Sky Sports basically said, look, mate, what the fuck? You're chatting some shit. Yeah, he put up on Twitter, called him out. And then Gary Neville fucking went back at him. And this is like a fucking 19-year-old kid, like a junior in fucking Sky Sports. Went back at him and started giving him shit, saying, you don't say this to me when you see me. Like, who's this kid going to fucking say that to? Like, the actual talent.
Imagine he goes in next day and chins him.
The attitude, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, the actual attitude, the shit that they fucking, these people churn out. So yeah, my mini retirement last week. I'm fucking semi-retired. I only work fucking 3 days a week. So I'm fucking more retired than fucking Gary Neville is.
Absolutely.
And he's a professional fucking footballer. Well, ex-professional footballer. Little bitch. But anyway, football. Sorry.
I've got a Wally the week.
Oh, wait. Go on. Wait.
Wally of the week.
I'm pretty certain this man has been nominated for Wally of the Week once before. I'm pretty certain he'll be nominated again. This will not be the fucking first or last stupid comment that comes out of this man's mouth, but here we go. Paul Merson, your best mate. I'm not a great believer in the narrative that Arsenal bottled the Premier League. We should be praising Arsenal for giving it a go, because if you were to take them away, the next closest challenger would have been Newcastle, who are 20 points behind. Right, listen to me, Paul Merson, you fucking cunt, right? When you spend 250 days at the top of the fucking Premier League, when you are 11 points ahead of Man City, and with one game to go now, you're now 11 points behind them, you've dropped a 22-point deficit, and you think you haven't bottled the Premier League, shut your fucking mouth. You've clearly been back on the beer. Have a fucking word with yourself. Mate, what the fuck is this fucking guy going on about?
So I just want to put it out there. When you start a sentence with, listen here, you fucking cunt, it can come across quite aggressive. But hey, yes, look, it's up to you. If you want to leave it out there, that's fine. But if you do want to change that.
Can I answer that? Can I answer that? I'll answer it with a question, so you can answer it. do you disagree with... Do you disagree with anything that I fucking said?
No, I'm going to answer that with an answer. No, I don't.
So there you go. Yeah. So
I'd still go for a beer with him if you're still drinking though.
I would like to know if Paul Merson's opinion would be different if it was Tottenham.
Yeah.
And this is what fucks me off, because like, say for example, just because it's nice and easy, right? Say for example, if Liverpool are on TV, right? If Liverpool are on TV, no matter who they're fucking playing against, they get Jamie Carragher in the fucking thing, they get Jamie Redknapp involved, they'll have fucking a Liverpool pundit on fucking TV, the commentary will be Liverpool, everything will be Liverpool, 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 and then people fucking get their titties in a twist, right, that the pundits are sucking off Liverpool. Well, of course they are. Do you know why? They all played for Liverpool. Like, what the hell do you expect? Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't sit on the fence and give an honest opinion on a game when you're so heavily biased towards that club. That's not me getting on Liverpool. I'm just giving you an example. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's the same with like Keane or...
Yeah, mate.
Actually, Keane's probably one of the better ones, to be fair.
Nev, in the last like 2 years, he was brilliant before 2 years ago. The last 2 years, Nev has really shown himself to fucking talk some absolute bollocks. Some of the shit he's come out with, Rio Ferdinand's probably the worst from it on our side. Yeah. Probably the worst for it. Scholesy's probably in the same camp as Roy Keane. He'll say it as it is for the most part.
I fall asleep when fucking poor Scholes is on TV. Jesus Christ.
He's a droning robot, isn't he?
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's literally, if he wasn't a fucking footballer, I don't know what he'd be. He'd be the most boring guy you'd avoid at work or at all times.
Mate, imagine how happy he'd be if he was a millionaire. Hey? Flip side of that, imagine how fucked up he'd be if he wasn't. If he was down the council fucking clearing bins out every fucking day, banging in a fucking 60-hour shift.
And I thought I was fucking depressed. Jeez Louise.
He'd be fuming.
Oh, mate, he'd be so fucked off, wouldn't he? I'd be fucked off as well, because imagine him like just moping around, fucking coming to get your beer, trying to make boring conversation with you every time you fucking see him.
He turns around and he goes... Yeah, I was part of the class in 92, but I was too small. I couldn't make it. But I'll tell you what, though, if there was a tree 60 yards away, you give me a football now, I'll hit that tree. And every single time you'd be like, oh, shut up. Like, the bin man's giving it chops again. Fucking be quiet, mate. I'm fucking sick of this cunt.
You'd be that guy at the pub. Like, do you know, when you're there, you see him all the time. He's like, all right, lads, how's it going? Oh, fuck
yeah,
off,
how's
mate.
Yeah, Paul. You all right, mate?
Yeah. Watch out.
Hit that tree again, have you? Oh, fuck me. Yeah, it's always getting in the way.
Yeah, you start calling him a perv, won't you? Just for no fucking reason. Just because it rhymes with Paul. Fucking pervy Paul.
Pervy Paul again, sucking on toes, chewing off toenails.
Oh, mate, I forgot about that. Oh, don't. Oh, that goes through me.
Hey, pervy Paul. Yeah, pervy Paul in the corner. Mate, there's a rumour flying around, right? He chews his daughter's toenails. No. She willingly gives him his feet. Yeah.
I wouldn't chew my own fucking toenails. I wouldn't chew my own toenails.
No, genuine. That's bad, mate. It's bad.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. I refused to watch any content sent to that. I saw the thumbnail of it and I was like, I'm checking out. I'm done with the internet for today. I'm finished with it.
I've already come, so why am I?
Voice. So, where would you like to start with with the soccer talk? Now that we've got all the dickhead talk out of the way,
24 minutes in, we only fucking the closest we've spoken about football is fucking Malta and North Macedonia.
Breaking. Phil Foden, after they've won the league and in their 37th game of the season, has got his first start for Man City and got himself a goal. Oh, generational talent! Well done, Phil Foden.
He's gonna. Do you know what this? It is. It's a piss take, isn't it? City's team, not United's team, but City's team. Like, fuck me, it is just the fact that of the gulf of that they could put their second team out or majority second string players and still beat Chelsea just shows the gulf in class. And I'm not. And they could do that to pretty much most teams, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chelsea is obviously, they're just in a shit situation at the moment, which I'm not that bothered about. Unlucky fuckers.
I quite like it.
Yeah.
I'm not lying to you. I quite like it.
So we're going into the final game of the season. There's still a chance of three teams going down. Wow.
Yep.
So one team's gone down, that's Southampton. Correct. And it's like the last two.
No, there's three of them that can go.
Yeah,
mate.
But there's two spots left.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, move your.
And actually, do you know what is going to be great? They are the three games that they've picked: Everton, Bournemouth, Leeds, Spurs, Leicester, West Ham.
Right. Who do you think is likely to win their game this weekend? Because I'm telling you now, mate, I know who I've got head and shoulders above the other two.
I reckon Leeds can fucking do it.
Leeds are my shout. Spurs have got nothing to play for and they're shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, Leeds just need to turn up and get a result.
The only thing Spurs have got to play for is the fucking Conference League, which Villa are in at the moment. And it is like, if you're Spurs, do you even want that right now? Is it better just to not be in it at all, take the fucking complete hit and go, do you know what, we're going to get top four next year? Or go for top four? They're not going to get it.
Probably wouldn't be shocked, mate, if they've pulled in what you'd call the key players of the squad and they've gone, right, fuck Europa League football next season, fuck the conference, right, let's just fuck it off. Let's have a season where we keep Harry as fit as possible and he can properly chase down Shearer's record. He's not travelling all over the fucking world. We'll be out of the FA Cup in the third round. We'll be out of the Carabao Cup in the fourth. Happy days. Let's just concentrate on Premier League football this season and let's fucking go again. That's if he stays, which I think he does.
Yeah, just...
But honestly, I think Leeds are more likely to get a result.
Yeah.
Bournemouth somehow have turned it around from everyone thinking they were going down. And Everton leaving it until the last game is fucking really dangerous. Leicester deserve to go. Right, if being honest, the players they've got, they shouldn't be down there. They deserve to fucking go down. They deserve to go down for the way they treated Ranieri, to be honest. So I'd be quite happy for them to go down just to teach those fucking assholes a lesson. But they should be building that kind of fucking statue. Do you know what I mean? They should be knighting the cunt. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking madness. But who have they got? West Ham. Yeah, West Ham another tricky one, weren't they?
Hmm? Who?
Leicester, West Ham.
Who?
Oh, wait there a minute. West Ham.
Oh, West Ham.
I need to meet somebody from West Ham and see if they actually talk like that.
They don't fucking talk like that, mate. They don't.
We've been bagging out all season.
You fucking can. That's what they sound like.
Hey, this is. There we go.
Bless you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Fucking whatever happened. Sorry, I'm just going through fucking Leicester's squad. Like James Justin. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Two first names.
They shouldn't be down there, mate. If they go, that team's getting gutted, mate.
Mate, do you know what? I'd love Harvey Barnes.
Madison, Barnes, and Tielemans are all gone. Indeed, he'll probably go as well. Do you know what I mean? Like that team's getting picked apart if they go down, mate, honestly.
Yeah, they got some more players.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just.
Yeah, no, I really do think Leeds can do Tottenham. I think, and I've said this before, and I said it when, I think I fucking said it when they still had Bale or they just got rid of Bale, as Tottenham have a really strong possibility of being the fucking next Villa, where they knock on the door of the top four. They never quite cement their place. So like Villa just kept getting to fucking Europa League, spending loads of money and then not having any money and then having an owner or fucking Levy in this case, not wanting to spend any cash and being so tight-fisted.
And then sport just plummet.
Yeah, and you just, once you start losing a couple of players, like we lost Young and Downing in one fucking sitting, and then we lost Milner. And it was like, well, we can't keep fucking just buying new players. You got like a lot of money sat on the bench. So the manager left. And then when the manager left, it was like, we'll bring in a fucking new manager. That didn't work out. And then so you just start trying to get the rot. You're starting to clear the rot. And then you lose one player. We lost Benteke, which then meant Delph left. But they'll lose Kane. Lost the beast from B6. Christian Benteke!
I didn't think that was a... I would have accepted Benteke's.
I know, I'm going fucking old school. Let's get ready to rumble!
I'd have accepted Bentekosaurus.
Bentekosaurus, why?
I've just literally just made that up.
I like it though, mate. Gotta like it.
Pretty strong. Imagine if you went to a Villa game and you see out back at someone's Villa top, you see Bentekosaurus. It's got to start from like his fucking... like whatever that area is there, like fucking, and go right up to your fucking armpits, up around your fucking neck.
It's on your left cheek, up to neck, to right
it
cheek,
and right round. The annoying thing is he's number 27, so you can't squeeze it in.
You have to do one on top of each other.
What a joke! You have to get the short numbers and put them on your back.
and this is what I'm saying. Like, if they lose Kane, there's nothing saying that someone else doesn't go.
Losing Kane.
But, like, those are the things. They've got fucking Slow Lloris in goal, who's not even playing anymore because he refused to come out.
They need to get... That's the first player I'd be getting rid of. I know he's club captain, mate, but a lot of it's fucking... It's the mentality of the dressing room. And I've said that about Man United for years, mate. Dickheads like Paul Pogba and Jesse Lingard dabbing around the locker room, fucking about. Do you know what I mean? Like, when we've just been rallied fucking 3-0. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's not the fucking right mentality that young players or new players need to come into. You need to walk into a winning fucking dressing room. Do you know what I mean? Like, and fucking one full of passion. And like, he that fucking epitomised it for me. When he quote unquote, well, rumours were that he refused to come back out, which I believe because he looks like that type. Genuinely, I'd have been like, get the fuck out of the club. I'm finished with you now. Do you know what I mean? 100% done.
But you got players just there, like, who just either never utilised or just have been fucking given shit. Like Ryan Sessegnon, like he went there from Fulham. He was meant to be all amazing. Was great for Fulham when they were in the Championship. Kind of struggled to make the setup, and then he came on a few times this season. It was fucking decent. But he's
Jed Spence.
Yeah.
This is my point, though. Why do people go there? They go there because they know they get paid wedge and it's an easy payday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So fucking, it's a no-brainer, really. But you need to change that mentality.
But if you don't... So if they don't get anything this year and they don't get anything next year, that's when your sponsors go, do you know what? They won't get it. Like, you need to be in the Champions League. Like, Newcastle, obviously, they've done fucking well to be up in the Champions League right now.
Yeah,
and they will get a better quality of player, a better quality of sponsor, but that sponsorship doesn't happen from day dot. It will happen in the second season if they can get there again. Or do you know what I mean? Like it happens
you
over time.
That, aren't you?
Yeah, like it just there's a reason United can fall out because United is such a big club,
a powerhouse, aren't they?
That they can do that. Like they have the sponsors, they can have Chevrolet or fucking what's that one at TeamViewer or some shit like that.
Yeah, but that's not gonna last forever though, mate. Like fucking, obviously that's banking on the success of like my generation. Do you know what I mean? That are devout Man United fans and will follow them till the end. Do you know what I mean? Like, but you're gonna have a generation of children who are 10, 11, 12 years old, and you're not gonna see Man United tops knocking about. It's gonna be Man City. So fucking, this is what I'm saying. If you're like. The window to turn it around is very fucking slim. And if United don't get their fucking act together, like before long, those sponsorships won't be on the table anymore. And like, fuck, this is what fucks me off though, because like, it's not like we haven't spent money. That's the most annoying thing. Like United fans bitch and moan that we're not spending money. It's like, okay, what was the 90 mil we spent on Anthony then?
Yeah.
And the 90 we spent on fucking Pogba, and 90. The 80 we spent on Lukaku, and the 80 on fucking Maguire. Don't fucking sit there and say we're not spending money. We're spending it. 75 on Sancho. Three of those players I just mentioned are wingers. Why the fuck are we buying three wingers? Why the fuck are we even rumoured to be in talks with Neymar?
Do you know what I was like?
Mate, we've already got enough wingers that get the ball and do jack shit with it. We don't need a fucking other one. Even for the shirt sales alone, don't need it. You fuck off. It's absolutely not required, mate. He's the wrong fucking player. You need to be going out, and you need to be going to get fucking a lad that you were wildly fucking linked with this week, and I don't know how. Fucking Flahovic from Juventus. Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you know what? When you said about it to me,
at the moment that's available and is mint. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and apparently he wants to move because they play so defensive football, and he's like, fuck this shit.
Mate, it's not that. Juve are in the mud. They're fucked.
Well, this is what I was going to say. Because, and they look like they're now going to be in the Conference League.
Yeah.
Which is fucking like, that's mental.
They're losing money. They're hemorrhaging money, mate. And they spent 80 mil on him one season ago. This is what I'm saying. They're going to have to, and everyone knows the situation they're in.
Yeah.
And they're going to get lowballed. Someone's going to go in and offer 50 mil, and he has to go for that because they need the money. And he's one of their assets. They haven't got money in there.
Yeah, man. But this is what I mean. Like, it needs to be a team like you. That's the player that, like you said, you should be going for, because he is the difference maker.
And you know what'll happen? Juventus will say, look, we want as close to 80 mil as possible. We only spent that on him one season ago. Stop fucking us about. United will go, we'll give you 60 mil. And then they'll go, no, come on, stop fucking us about. And then Chelsea will go in and offer 110.
Yeah. They will, though. They will. 80.
Here's 110. Do you know what I mean? They will. It's fucking insane.
They actually are desperate for a fucking striker. Like a lot of teams. They are desperate for a striker, and for what he is, like he's a guaranteed fucking goal. Well, he's not a guaranteed goal scorer, but he's pretty much as close as you're going to get for.
Mate, he's one in every two in Serie A. Yeah. I know Serie A is a pony league, but it was one in every two is a joke.
Yeah,
that's Salah level. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I know you're comparing Serie A to Premier League, but even still, mate, you got to put some respect on that.
Yeah, no, but like, there's no guarantee, like.
No.
He's going to be a fucking 20, 30 goal a season striker. Well, 20. No. Fucking, there's only fucking Kane and Haaland at the moment. Who are that? There's no Shearers. Well, there's not many more. Fuck me. If you had another 30 goal a season goal scorer in the Premier League.
No.
It'd be unbelievable. You just have the best. Like,
Ivan Toney's not far off catching those boys, to be fair.
Well, if he can fucking get back, Jesus Christ.
He can close his Sky Bet account. Fucking sound. Do you know what I mean?
How has he got 8 months?
How?
Yeah.
Do you remember I said to you the other day about it needs to be a game suspension, not a monthly one? They've done this on purpose.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they wanted to come out and say, we've done something. So it looks like they've done a bit, but they didn't want to. They didn't want to fucking hinder the progress that Brentford have made. And more of the point, I think he was knocking on the door of England, weren't he?
Yeah, I think he would have been in there.
So they needed the option, didn't they? So they just longed it out and waited.
But fuck me, that's a long fucking time. January, basically, mid-January.
It is and it's not at the same time, because he'll spend two of those months over the summer where he's not playing football anyway. So, but, mate, it's in your contract, though. You can't fucking bet, just don't bet. So, I mean, like, it's all right if
you can promote betting constantly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he got done by like hundreds of fucking accounts, didn't he? So.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he wears on his shirt fucking every, like, for the last fucking 5 years, he's worn on his shirt.
Yeah.
Fucking all have to do ads for him, but can't fucking do it himself, like.
Yeah. Here's a little, a little digression for you, which I think you'll enjoy. So, a few sports stars have been linked with going into the I'm a Celebrity jungle this year, right?
Fuck's sake, is this where it's got to?
It's a major digression.
This is the TV getting rolled in right now.
Right. Andy Murray is 28-1. Do you like that shit? Imagine seeing him in there, Mr. Personality himself.
Oh, fuck me, might as well fucking pour skulls in.
Jamie Redknapp is 50-1. So they think Andy Murray is more likely than Jamie Redknapp. I don't think so.
Nah, I think fucking... Nah, it's fucking Redknapp would be all over that, surely.
Redknapp, yeah. He'd be mad for it. Although he's making some coin with Sky Sports and that, anyway, so he doesn't really need it.
It was off-season, wasn't it?
Yeah. Jeff Stelling is 10-1. Could you imagine Jeff in there?
To be fair, isn't he finishing... he's finishing this season.
I thought he quit at the end of last season, and then... And then he come back for some reason.
No, he finished. Oh, I thought those, but he finishes this season. So yeah, that's probably a good chat. A little payday before he becomes completely off the radar.
Cal Brook, the boxer, Ricky Hatton, the boxer, and Paul Gascoigne are all 8-1.
Wow.
I could see Ricky doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know about Gaza. Genuinely, I think he'll get withdrawal symptoms and no, they'll take him out.
I watched a program the other day with Gaza on, and what was he doing? It was a thing called In the Dark. So basically, they put these fucking celebrities. Chris Eubank was on it. Chris Eubank Sr.
My favourite guy. Would you like a sweetie?
Oh, don't, mate. He's an absolute dickhead on this program.
He's a lunatic.
Mate, he's just like talking to everyone in like fucking rhymes and riddles. And someone would try. He would not be able to make his way through this. He's like, think of how.
God, that's pretty good.
Think of how your parents will see you.
Could you imagine having a Saturday afternoon in the pub with him?
Oh, mate, it'd be a fucking nightmare. I think I'd end up punching him.
About an hour, and you'd think about chinning him, and then you realise who he is, and I've just got to walk out. I can't even whack him.
But anyway, these celebrities spent all their time in the fucking dark, and Paul and Gaza was in that. Yeah, and to be fair, he seemed pretty fucking good on it. I thought he was going to fucking crack. As soon as they said that, I was like, "There's no way they've put fucking Gascoigne in this."
Yeah, but in the jungle, I'm telling you, mate, it'll be a Hunger Games situation where he tries to find the boundaries and he just fucks off. It's not going to be good if he goes in there.
But no, but he will be one that will go in. And if he did go in and lasted, he would win it because loads of people just be like, "Oh, Gaza."
Well, the other three footballing categories are Neil Warnock at 12-1.
What are you talking about? Fucking Gaza's not going to make it, but Neil Warnock's going to make it. He's when he fucking... They don't have any food in there. He's going to be fucked.
Peter Crouch at 6-1.
Yes.
I could imagine him being in there, but if I'm honest, I don't think Abby Clancy would let him.
No, I don't think he'd be able to fit in one of those fucking hammock things that they sleep on. He'd be fucked.
And then Mike Dean is 3-1, which I genuinely could see happening, and he is an absolute fucking helmet.
Yeah, no, he definitely fucking could fucking end up in there.
Yeah, 100%. Fucking, mate, could you imagine Mike Dean and Paul Gascoigne in the same jungle and they got to do tasks together and win stars and shit? Fuck off. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, it is fucking believable.
Unbelievable.
Also, this isn't Premier League, and this is actually a bit fucking serious for us to...
Oh,
kind
no.
of been chatting about it. Have you seen the shit that fucking...
Wait there, breaking, 1-1, Brighton.
No way.
Bash, yeah, and Cisco.
And Cisco.
Anyway, go on, yeah, what have I been... Go on.
That Vicini...
Vinicius Jr.?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Vinicius Jr. has had to fucking go through, right? And like they've banned like three players from fucking Valencia. Three fans. And the FA have basically come out and said... You need to close the stadium for 5 matches. All right. Have you seen some of the footage?
They're shouting. I saw him get fucking headlocked and then choked out and then fucking red carded for it. Yeah. But like, this is me speaking from a place of fucking negligence now. Do La Liga have VAR?
I have no idea.
Because if they've got it, this seems like something you should be looking at on VAR. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking like
they have VAR,
they have got it.
Yeah.
There you go then. So why aren't you fucking using it?
But the problem is as well, he's getting like these chants outside the stadium before they even fucking walk in. And it's just unbelievable. Like, because he's like now basically saying in Brazil, Spain's known as racist, especially around football.
Right? Yeah.
If he leaves, If he's like, do you know what? He'll have to come, either go to Germany, go to France.
He's not leaving,
or
mate.
Or come here, right? But, like, there's a thing, right? So they're saying it. Like, that would tarnish. Like, imagine if you're thinking, if you're any person of fucking colour and you're thinking, do you know what? I might get picked up and go to fucking Spain. You're like, I am not fucking doing that. Because they even had it fucking with Barcelona years ago. Fucking some of their players were getting racially abused.
Dani Alves
had the banana.
Do you know what I mean? Well, obviously, if listeners don't know, he went over to take a corner, didn't he? And someone threw a banana at him. And he bent down, picked up the banana, took a big chomp out of it. Like, he's munched about a fucking two-thirds of it in one go. He whipped the corner in. Someone scored off the corner, right? And in the post-match interview, they said, we noticed you had a snack. So even then, they weren't taking it seriously. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then Dani Alves turned around and said, yeah, I'd like to thank the fan that threw it on the pitch because it gave me the energy to supply the assist. So, like, he's taking a dig back at them. Do you know what I mean? Like, but the fact that the press didn't even take it seriously, do you know what I mean? Like, and it was like, mate, the fucking... The problem you've got.
To jump on the press thing. Did you see the interview with Jurgen Klopp where they basically said, "Oh look, some fucking Spanish journalist had said, look, you've played Vinicius Junior a couple of times. Is there anything that he does on the pitch that would induce hate or like backlash?" And Klopp was like, "What do you mean, like racism?" And the bloke was like, yeah. He's like, no one ever does anything, especially on a football pitch.
You do, though? This is what I'm saying. It's inane, stupid comments from the mentality of fucking uneducated clowns. Like what could he potentially do? Like, if we'll have it right, the only thing he could potentially fucking do is bring on a white girl and rape her in front of fucking 60,000 people. Do you know what I mean? And even then... Fucking, like, you can't racially abuse people. It's fucking, what a stupid fucking question. It's fucking annoyed me. It's just like, even just fucking hearing it.
Yeah.
But that's what I was about to say a minute ago. This is the fucking, what the problem you've got, right? And you know people like this. I know people like this. And we're going to continue to know fucking people like this because they exist, right? You have people in your life that they are racist. Right, they were brought up that way, right, and they'll bring their kids up that way, and fucking, it doesn't make a difference. But the thing is, though, they don't see it as a problem because it's been normalized. Because they've normalized it for fucking, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 years of their life, it's not incorrect to them. So like we said the other day, when we grew up watching Only Fools and Horses, and some of the stuff they say in Only Fools and Horses, I grew up with, and you hear the words and you don't necessarily recognize a negative connotation towards them because you're not the one that's affected by it. Do you know what I mean? Like, but I'm sure if somebody of that ethnic background hears those things, they would feel it fucking completely differently. But it's not that. It's the recognition. For me, like, say, for me, for example, looking at it 15 years removed or 20 years removed from when I did watch it when I was a kid, and then being like, fucking hell, has he just said that? Do you know what I mean? Because you understand what it's about then as an adult. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you put things in place and you move forward and you make change. The problem is you need 100% of the nation to all make the same change. And it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not excusing it. It's just being fucking realistic. You're always going to have racist people no matter what. And genuinely, I don't know how we fight it. I genuinely don't know how.
And the problem is as well, at football, for some reason, there's that fucking mob mentality where these people do get drawn to each other and they become a fucking loud voice.
Xiongmin Son got it the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, fucking. He got subbed off, which the rule is now you go off nearest touchline.
Yeah.
So he goes off and he's walking around and.
Oh, yeah, the fucking bloke makes eyes at
it. Might have been Chelsea, yeah. They started making fucking gestures towards him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, this is 2023. Like, fucking, when are these people actually going to, like, start to have a look at themselves in the mirror and just like, you're actually better than this? I personally don't think they are. But, like, surely there's got to be some sort of accountability for their own actions.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, but then, like, the thing is, look, and this is me personally. Let's say, just for argument's sake, it happens in England between Man United and Villa, right? Just because we support them both, right? So if it happens between United and Villa, right, generally, the team that have been racially abused, I'd leave the pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Generally, as captain, I'd fucking round everyone up and I'd say, we're not fucking putting through this, we're standing together and we're fucking leaving. And as you're walking off the pitch then, obviously ref comes over, fucking what's happening, blah, 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 blah. One of our players, a few of our players have been racially abused, we're not standing for it. If you then go on the video and you find that fucking what I'm saying is fucking correct, right, that team
gets a point. Gets a win, yeah, whatever
gets
it is.
Gets a point. They lose 5-0. It's a massive goal deficit. It's not a fucking 2-0. You get done fucking 5-0. Your next like 10 games are behind closed doors. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're getting no revenue from the fans. You're getting jack shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, and all the fans that are fucking in those seats, they're banned for life from all stadiums in the UK. Fucking that would be a start. But
and that's the thing. Like,
that's not going to happen though because of the revenue football brings in, and that's the problem. It's money over social issues in every walk of life, which fucks me off. So you're not going to make change because it's all about money.
Yeah, and this is the issue, isn't it? Like, we live in a society that is completely fucked, and the representation on the pitch isn't necessarily the same representation that is in the stands. For example, like Villa Aston is now quite like a big Asian area, but that representation isn't in the stands. Still, you do have more people coming in of different backgrounds, but that representation also isn't on the field. So you do have that balance, that counter thing, like where it needs to be people on the pitch are sticking together as a team. So no matter what you are, like no matter what race you are or anything like that, or where you're from, if you could be fucking Argentinian or fucking Scottish or, do you know what I mean, from the Netherlands, you could be like, you have to stick with your team and the opposition team. So when you say, look, I'm giving my lot, we're going off, both teams should be like, do you know what, we're off. We're not putting up with this from our team.
Yeah.
Because every person on that, and it's the same thing as like what happened with Liverpool and Suarez and stuff like that. It doesn't matter if it's your teammate or if it's your fan. They're fucking racist. And we need to make a stand. That's why these players took a knee for so long. And it didn't make a difference. And that's unfortunate. But it made an awareness of it. And it should be, and do you know what? If they did it before every game, I know it would kind of like lose what it means, but it would still be a discussion because a kid would still ask their dad, why do they kneel before every game?
But this is the problem though, right? Because even in that, you still had backlash.
Oh yeah.
And it's not, fucking it idiot. Shouldn't be the kid asking the question. I know you say you'll educate the future, but let's have it right, yeah? If your daughter says to you, why does this, that, and the other happen, blah, 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 and if you give her an answer, and if she asks me the same question, and if I give her a completely different answer, who's she listening to?
Yeah.
So if a kid asks daddy, why are those players kneeling down before kickoff? Why does some do it and some don't? And he gives a racist answer, how do you think the child's fucking being brought up?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even on the back of all that, there was still backlash because it was, oh, yeah, well, what? Oh, okay, so what? So white lives don't matter then, no? So white lives don't... No, it's not about that, you fucking idiot. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like not what's been said at all. Like, you're completely fucking missing the point here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and the fact that we're in 2023 and you have to have those conversations with grown adults, right, with fully functioning brains, or should have fully functioning fucking brains...
I was going to say, I'm not sure about that.
Absolutely fucking beyond me, mate. It fucking absolutely blows my mind. But you know what fucking how the problem is, right? It's fucking... Was it Roma the other day? Well, I think someone got walloped. I think Roma fucking lost, or someone got battered anyway, right? And the ultras in the home end all come to the front, right? And the manager had the players sitting there in front of the front row, and the ultras were telling them off. Why? Why are you giving this power to crowds?
Yeah.
Why are you giving them what? Because they fucking... They're big fucking players in the fucking in society where you live and stuff. They pay tickets to get in like everybody else. They're paying you to put on a fucking performance. Johnny, yeah, that's fucking, bad, isn't it? If that performance isn't it, right, and if they're not fucking doing well, what, do you not think I want it to be fucking front and centre? The amount of times I've had to watch fucking Luke Shaw and Harry Maguire putting shit performance after shit performance for the last fucking 5 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, you're giving power to these people, and that's half the fucking problem.
Yeah. And it is, like, we always want, as a fan, you want to be as close or know, like, you want to feel like you know the players. Do you know what I mean? You feel, and that's why they use social media so much, like the teams and stuff like
I've
that.
I've done it, mate.
And honestly, the teams, they do it. The quizzes and that sort of stuff with because they want that interaction. They want people to fall in love with the fans, buy the gear. But there also has to be that thing of like, there's a cutoff point. There is a thing like, you still felt connected to the players when they were just blokes on TV.
Yeah,
and it didn't, like, you didn't really know fucking what they fucking sounded like because they never got interviewed.
If anything, mate, they were even bigger stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you
only saw them once a week. Do you know what I mean? Like, or you saw them a match the other day.
Or if you're a Villa fan, you saw them once every fucking 4 months when we were on TV. But yeah, no, it is true. They were more superstars, but
yeah,
it's an interesting one with that aspect. But I just find it fucking. It was crazy. Like, I know I'm not fucking blind. Obviously, we don't suffer with fucking racism. We don't have to have that. But you know it exists over here. You know when you go to a football ground, there is a chance you're going to hear it, and you have to do the right thing. But when I saw the fucking chants and they're just shouting monkey at him. When he is getting off the fucking bus, like it's unbelievable. That it was so rampant from he arrives. This is it.
Yeah,
and you would understand it if players like when we've said Jude Bellingham's got to go to Real Madrid. If he's looking at that, going, I don't want this shit.
No,
I don't want to be fucking going there and having that shit. And this is the problem. Like, you get players then who don't want to go play for some of the best teams in the world because of fans. Their own fans and opposition fans. And it's just like, it's sad that we still have to fucking do that and have this chat and have this shit. And we could have this chat in 10 years' time and it'd still be the same fucking thing.
Same conversation, yeah. And mate, Italy's the same as well. Italy's a hotbed for racism. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking Italian football has gone through the fucking floor in the last 15 years. It's been absolutely shite. The standard's been fucking dreadful. And that's because players aren't going over there.
Yeah, don't want to do it.
All right. Lukaku is probably the only black footballer that's gone over there and done well. Do you know what I mean? I can't mention many more. Like, the players don't go over there. And rightfully so. Why would you? Why would you put yourself through that fucking abuse? You just fucking wouldn't do it. But it's not that, though, mate. It's the extensions of them. So, like, I know you said there, you were like, oh, you know, we haven't experienced it, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, we've been mates since God knows how long. Do you know what I mean? Like, as you know, my first girlfriend was a Jamaican girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, and like, I've experienced it through her. Do you know what I mean? Like she's been racially abused, and I've then had to stick up for her. Do you know what I mean? So I haven't experienced it, but I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Just to someone at the time that I loved. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's not so much like. Say, for example, take the Jude Bellingham thing, for example, right? If he decides, I'm going to Real Madrid, right? That is a conscious decision that Jude Bellingham's making, right? Now, you can be very selfish in life and you can make a lot of decisions like based on yourself and your outcome and how they affect you. But when you're potentially uprooting your whole family, but more so if you're not even, not your whole family, you're planning on having a wife and kids and all that kind of stuff. Those factors need to come into play. Now, a lot of people, when they think about, oh, you know, fucking, oh, so-and-so is going to move to this country and someone's going to move to that one. I always fucking say to people, in what world is that player's wife going to fucking sit in a shithole in the center of fucking London with shit weather for fucking 12 months of the year, right? In a fucking a lavish apartment with no garden, can't fucking leave the house because she's going to get hammered with fucking mobile PR, right? Or she could live on a sunny beach somewhere. Anywhere in Europe, she's not choosing London. It's not happening because the guy plays football for a very small portion of the week, and his family is the important part of him. The whole reason he's moving is to make the money for his fucking family. So that has to become a factor. So when players fucking move to places and stuff, they also have to take into account the families as well. Do you know what I mean? So imagine Vinicius Jr., just because it's a hot topic, say he's 28 years old and he's coming off the bus with his wife and kids.
Yeah.
And you've got like 9, 10, 11-year-old fucking kids coming off the bus being subjected to that. This is what I'm saying, like, fucking, like, it's fucking insane that it still happens in 2023, mate. But like you said, in 10 years' time, it's just going to keep happening, because money is the driving factor and always will be.
Yeah, it's just...
It always will be, mate.
It's fucking crazy, man. And it is, like, you just... There is a good few things with fucking sport that are wrong, and it's just fucking like it's mental that it is still just it's just still so fucking big.
But it's not even just football though, mate. It's everything, yeah. And it's like it's people that fucking want to get involved and have their 10 pence worth. And like take the F1 for example. So like when the Breonna Taylor stuff come out, when Lewis would go up to the podium, he'd wear a t-shirt, all black t-shirt, white text, something along the lines of "Who killed Breonna Taylor?" Yeah. Or "Arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor." And he'd wear it every fucking time he went to the podium, or every time he went for qualifying or whatever. And the FIA got involved, and they were like, "You can't use this stand for political outbursts." And the argument that a lot of people with an IQ over fucking 64. We're saying, but surely this is the correct place for that, yeah. Those political outbursts. This is exactly like the world's watching. Do you know what I mean? Like this is getting to this stage and making changes outside of the sport is exactly where we fucking need to be. Now, fucking absolute donuts and dumbasses like Simon Jordan got on this fucking topic and said Lewis Hamilton needs to just concentrate on driving the car, get around the fucking track as fast as possible, do his job and go home. And it's like, but Lewis Hamilton is arguably one of the most popular figures in British history fucking in the last, how many fucking years? Do you know what I mean? Like, should Lewis Hamilton not be tackling these things? Should he not be trying to tackle racism? Do you know what I mean? Like, he's a worldwide figure. He should be doing these things. But you've got fucking clowns like Simon Jordan that are standing in the way and giving their 10 pence because they want clicks or they want to be fucking... in people's mouths. Do you know what I mean? Like, people like that are fucking making it difficult for actual change to happen, mate.
Mate, it's... Sport is... He also said something else the other day. He was like, yes, we shouldn't make sport political because it should be about causes and stuff like that because it's an escape for a lot of people. And it is an escape for a lot of people. But it's also something, like you said, with the Hamilton, that there's an opportunity for players to speak out against issues that have harmed them in the past and that they see and they've witnessed and they experience and it's a chance to make a change. A lot of shit is changed thanks through football and other sports out there and it will continue to change and it should continue to change because this is the time when these are superstars. These are the people kids listen to and yeah, they might be having a fucking... dodgy fucking parents or fucking whatever, or they might have a shit situation, but it is an escape, but it's also a learning opportunity for a lot of people. And if you can make a difference to a few people, that's what you've got to keep doing and you've got to keep pushing that.
But that comment from Simon Jordan is the most white privileged fucking comment of all time. Yeah, okay. It's an escape for a lot of people. Mate, it's also a prison for a lot of people. If you're going to go down that route, do you not think Vinicius Jr. going into that stadium, knowing that he's been racially abused there for years, is not going to be full of anxiety on the fucking team bus going in? He, how is that an escape for Vinicius Jr.? He's at what age is he? 21? 20?
He's not a young
lad like that going into a stadium where 60,000 people are fucking screaming racial abuse at him. Where's the escapism there then, Simon Jordan? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't make me fucking stupid comments when you're not educated to talk about them. It fucking riles me, mate. This is the problem. You've got people like him that have got a platform, but it's all right. It's all right for him to fucking speak out on it, though, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, but people like Lewis Hamilton and Vinicius Jr. should shut the fuck up, should they? This is what I'm saying, mate. It's all right saying one thing, but then you have to have an opinion on it. But then at the end of your opinion, you say, well, everyone should shut the fuck up. Well, why don't you shut the fuck up? Do you know what I mean? Like, the whole fucking point of us having these comments and that these difficult conversations is because the world needs to change. Because it's fucking bang out of order, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So yeah, it's not good, is it? Anyway, right, we're over an hour, and you fucked me off with that. Now I'm joking.
Yeah. So on that note,
I like you choked then. Oh no, no.
On that note,
let's give the fans an update quickly.
Update.
Scores still 1-1.
Oh, I was gonna do like a.
Brighton 1, Manchester City 1.
Yeah.
50th minute. Stop it. When's the season ends at Sunday?
Sunday.
Are you busy all next week or no? Are you free? Keep it to Wednesdays? Or we could do it Monday night if you
let
want.
Let me check. I do have a wedding anniversary next week.
Mate, so have I. Oh, mate, I missed our anniversary, innit? Our fucking, 13-year anniversary has just gone.
Oh, and mate, then, we only do the one. I said to her, once we get married, we're not doing another one.
Oh, is it? Fucking, Charlotte picks and chooses when our fucking anniversary is all the time. Like, one time we usually stick to the date we actually got together, but when we got married, it was 5 days later, right? So 1 year... Say, for example, it's the 1st and the 6th, right? So on the 1st, we'll have our actual anniversary, give each other gifts, do a meal together, whatever, right? I have beans on toast, top boy. Anyway, right, so the 6th, right, she comes to me and she goes, happy wedding anniversary. And I'm just like, did we not do this 5 days ago?
Yeah,
so
nah.
We had the anniversary. We agreed it was that one. So what are we doing? But fucking obviously hanging out of my absolute fucking anus, right, at the weekend. And then... Monday bowled around and then she goes, just so you know, and I do feel really bad, I've been rushed off my feet today and I haven't had a chance to like go into town and get a card for our anniversary or anything. So can we just push it back a few days and just do it on the wedding anniversary? And I went, yeah, right, okay, yeah, that sounds fair. Knowing myself, fucking, I ain't got a card or anything. I fucking completely forgot. That's the first year I forgot, mate.
Do you know what as well? I've got Emma a card. I got Emma a card a while ago, and I don't know where I've put it. Because I've like hid it around somewhere, so I'm going to have to buy another fucking card.
I got Emma a card about 4 months ago, preempting that I was going to forget, and I forgot where I put it.
Yeah, no, seriously. Don't have a fucking Scooby-Doo, like.
You've got a card company, you silly cunt. Just fucking give her one.
Yeah, well, mine is shit, aren't they? That's why they don't fucking sell. But yeah,
if anyone wants to buy cards, Sam's got a card company.
The crewcarcompany.co.uk.
Bosh, there you
I
go.
I might just fuck off. I was thinking about this the other day. I might just fuck off. Anyway,
it's doing well, yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It does all right on Amazon. We're on Amazon. But yeah,
everyone's on Amazon.
Well, exactly.
Sam, sweet.
Thank you so much for listening. If you didn't made it this far, fuck knows why. But yeah. Please rate, review, leave, like, share with your mates. 5 stars is always helpful.
Correct.
Adios. Adios.